Dreamscape presents Dangerous Sanctuary by Shirley MacCoy, narrated by Emily Durante. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. 1. Honor? A man's voice carried through the blackness that surrounded Honor Remington, reaching into a darkness so profound she wasn't sure how she'd drag herself out of it. I need help. She tried to respond, but the words were trapped in her mind, stuck fast and unspoken. Someone touched her shoulder and she flinched, trying to open her eyes and look into the speaker's face. Her lids felt glued together, her body sluggish and numb. "Come on, Honor. You can do better than that," the man prodded, and something about his voice freed her. Her eyes flew open, and she was looking into a familiar face, one she knew she should recognize. Dark hair, hard-edged jaw, and a scar at the corner of his mouth. "There you go," he said, a note of relief in his voice.
"Who are you?"
she asked, because she couldn't quite grasp the information. She knew him, and that was all she was certain of.
"You don't know?"
Would I have asked if I did? She tried to push herself into a sitting position, but her hands ached and burned. Her body was weak, and she collapsed again, falling back onto what felt like a thin pallet lying on an uneven floor.
"I'm Radley Tumberg," he replied. "We work together. FBI, Special Crimes Unit."
"I work for the FBI?" she asked.
"Yes."
He leaned close, staring into her eyes, candlelight flickering across his face and shimmering in his hair.
"And I'm concerned that you don't seem to remember."
He rested a hand against her forehead, his skin rough and cool against her burning flesh. She wanted to close her eyes and lie there with his cool palm against her hot forehead, but something was very wrong, not just with her memory. She glanced at the grayish interior of a round room, candlelight dancing on what looked like clay walls. A window opened out into a blue-black night.
"Where am I?" she asked. "What am I doing here?"
"This is Sunrise Spiritual Sanctuary," Radley replied. "You came here to find a friend."
"What friend?"
It was a question.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?